Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This will be a very short survey. May I continue with it?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
50.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year, presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Somewhat or much more important?
Much more important.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select two options. I'm going to read about 11. The first one is passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 2, reducing crime. 3, improving K-12 public school education. 4, border security. 5, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. 6, protecting abortion rights. 7, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 8, combating division and racism. 9, creating more jobs and raising wages. 10, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. And 11, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. You can select two options.
Reread number 3.
Okay, number 3 and...
No, you read it for me.
Oh, sorry. Improving K-12 public school education.
Read number 5.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Read number 7.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
3 and 5.
Okay, 3, 5. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is K-12 Kamala Harris?
80%?
Yes, Kamala Harris.
80.
The next one is Democrats in Congress in general.
80.
Next, Republicans in Congress in general.
50.
Next, Tim Scott.
10.
Next, Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
Next, Cornel West.
90.
Next, Sam Brown.
10.
Next, Jackie Rosen.
85.
Next, Joe Biden.
90.
And finally, Donald Trump.
10.
Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
President Joe Biden.
And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Jackie Rosen and Republican Sam Brown, for whom would you vote?
Jackie Rosen.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. Yes, some.
Yes, a lot.
And of what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And can you explain why or just give a little reason?
I think he represents the country when it comes to geopolitics. In addition, I think he is handling social issues here and making some improvements. And I also like how he's handling students with their student loans.
Okay, thank you very much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
And about this, you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Somewhat or much more favorable?
Much more unfavorable.
And can you give a reason or explain why?
Number one, I don't like what his agenda is as far as social issues. I don't think he did what he promised to do when he was in term. So I don't know how he would do it now differently. He hasn't shown that. I also am disappointed on how he views the United States should be on the global stage and how we should interact with our allies and how we should, and how he has pandered, to Russia, Korea. I just don't feel he's going to take the country in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Just bear with me a moment. I'm taking some notes. Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? I will read 9 options and you can select 2. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. 2, cuts to the social safety net like social security. 3, rising crime and violence. 4, stagnant wages and rising costs. 5, the lack of quality education opportunities. 6, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. 7, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. And 8, Donald Trump getting elected president again.
And what's the question for these options?
Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now?
Number 9.
Two. Mm-hmm.
And number 5.
Thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
President Biden.
Okay, somewhat or much better?
Much better.
Next issue, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
President Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Much better.
Next issue, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
President Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Next issue, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
President Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Next issue, securing our borders.
President Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
And last issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Okay, what's the question again? Who would do it better?
Yes, to eliminate the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Oh, to eliminate it. Okay, President Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often.
Not social media, not often.
Not often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok?
No, I either get it from the Apple News, or I get it directly from that newspaper, like the Wall Street Journal. I also listen to The Hill.
Okay.
But those are not social media. Those are more, I'm sorry, no, I don't think I fit in any of those categories.
Okay, no problem. So let me continue switching gears a little bit. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year, or how many years total?
No, the last year of schooling, like high school, some college, or college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
Okay. gotta think about that. Let's see. I believe I got my master's degree in 2014, I'm guessing.
Okay. That's good enough. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Living with a partner.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Are we talking about in person or do Zoom calls? Or do services online?
Yeah, in person.
In person? Okay, a couple times a month.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Go through the how many again?
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or not at all are white.
I said less than half.
Less than half. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much again for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.